This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are talking right now with Dana Lyon. Dana is one of the principals of J. Lyon's Management, number one, and number two, my401k.com. Dana is a regular guest on our show, appears almost every week. He's a very, very bright individual, very intuitive, and we've asked him to help us out in one area this week, and that is since we're spending an awful lot of time on this week's show talking about precious metals. We want to talk a little bit with Dana about the overall markets, the conventional markets in the United States, and see what he and his associates are looking for to happen possibly here in September. I mean, you know, it's hard to say if yesterday was a harbinger of things to come. We don't know that because we got about 28 days left to go. Dana, what's going to happen in your mind?
First of all, I don't have a crystal ball, but sure. I can tell you what we see in this, as the state of the markets right now and what we've seen, you know, historically in September. So on the positive side of the ledger, since February, we've had, you know, this phenomenal rally, even surpassing our expectations. We've had terrific breadth, a lot of participation. We've seen the sector rotation where different sectors, different areas of the market have taken turns stepping up leadership, which has been a positive thing. So we've had very good participation. And up until probably the new highs were made in July, we had a nice tailwind in the sense of sentiment where people were pretty skeptical despite the rally that was going on. Since then, we've seen sentiment kick in the gear a little bit and get pushed towards the frothy side of things. So sentiment, for one, is a concern. Secondly, we've got a little bit of concern coming up into the September-October period, which, as most investors know, is kind of a notoriously a rocky period for stocks. So we looked at specifically looked at the Dow Jones Industrial Average over the last 100 years. And I'll skip to October 1st and say that the drawdown or the intra-month max loss for October of minus 4.7% far exceeds any other month. So October, as people generally can think of as the worst month for stocks, it has seen the worst drawdown. However, we've also seen October have the propensity to bounce back strongly. So it still has, you know, an average return and a median return somewhere in the middle of the pack for all the months. So its return isn't that bad considering the drawdown that it undergoes a lot of the times within the month of October. September is kind of sneaky in that it is the worst month by far of all the 12 months because October gets the bad rap. But over the last 100 years, there's one month that has an average negative return for the Dow, and that's September. And not only is it negative, but its average return is minus 1%, so a full 100 basis points of loss in the next worse is positive, you know, 10, 11 basis points in May and February. So it's well beyond the standard of statistical significance in that minus 1%. So on top of that, you also have a drawdown of over 4%, so approaching that drawdown in October. So while you still have positive price action, the breadth is still good enough – We're entering a period of, you know, dubious returns historically in September and October, and with a sentiment picture that is looking a little bit frothy, you know, a little bit of a breather, a respite right here would not be out of line with historical norms, and probably wouldn't be an unhealthy thing for the market sentiment-wise.
So, Dana, just if anybody wants to see that chart that you are discussing, we will post it below the weekend show on our website, kereport.com. One aspect of the breadth of the market that I want to talk about is on the inverse side, talking about traders, large investors that have at least some protection in terms of either an inverse ETF or another form of protection if the markets were to draw down. You've seen some interesting stats, and you've brought them up to us, that you don't feel like investors are protected, do you?
At this point, no. They've pretty much removed primarily almost all of their hedges to speak of. We looked at we talked throughout, you know, on your show throughout the spring and early summer months about how sentiment was really a tailwind for the market and kind of perpetuated the rally that we've seen since February, in that people are, you know, investors are pretty skeptical and had fairly low exposure to stocks throughout that time period, which by extension it meant that there was always another pool of new money that was available to come into the market. Well, when we saw stocks, the major averages, go to new highs in July, you know, a lot of that money came into the market. And on the other side of the coin, a lot of the money that was tied up in hedges, whether it's inverse ETFs or bearish mutual funds, options, a lot of those hedges were removed. So right now we're seeing, I think we spoke about maybe a couple weeks ago about the inverse ETFs, we're seeing the volume in those inverse funds at one of the two lowest readings that they've been in the last 6 years. So very low hedging, very little protection in the way of inverse ETFs. We also looked at in the last few days at the amount of assets in RIDEX inverse mutual funds. So these are mutual funds that are used by more active traders. They're long and short, and we track the assets in the in both the bullish and bearish funds. So right now, in the last few days, those assets in the bearish or inverse mutual funds at RIDEX have dropped to the lowest level they've been at since last August. So at the time, you know, the last August, we know what happened in the market last August. At the time, those assets in the inverse funds were rising, so it wasn't so they can go to another, you know, a lower level than they're at right now. But relative to what we've seen over the last 12 months and even going back several years, they are at a very low level, which, again, it just means that for the most part, investors are pretty comfortable right now, and they have very little hedges on right now, which means they can they cannot withstand much of a correction very well before they're going to feel some pain. So a little bit of a spark to the downside may inspire some more selling, which, you know, could snowball quickly.
Well, and I think that needs to be a big concern for investors out there, because when you do have big money and investors in general so much into the markets without this protection, that is when you run the risk of almost a liquidity trap or a squeeze on investors, because they don't have this position. So then they start to look at other positions that they can sell or they can get out of to cover margin and to at least stay somewhat above water. So I think that is a key distinction to bring up in this market, because I think people have gotten a little complacent, especially with how slow the markets have been over summer. Next week is going to be interesting to me as traders get back to their desk and, who knows, maybe start hitting the sell button, which could, I think, trickle over into a number of different sectors. Dana, thank you for your time. Everybody stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, Ivan Bebic is another guy who's a really good guy. Corey got together with Ivan and Sean Wallace, his partner, in a company called Oren Resources, if I'm not mistaken, Corey, at the Sprott Investment Conference last summer. In July, if I'm not mistaken, it was.
July 30th, if anybody wants to take a listen to that interview, click on the weekend show for July 30th. Go for it.
There you go. But the more I've learned about Oren Resources, the more excited I get about this company. This is definitely not a one-trick pony. This is a company that truly, truly looks like it's got some serious potential. Let's talk about it, Ivan.
Sure. Well, thanks for the introduction. It's good to be back here. As far as the last interview we did, I actually had Michael Henriksen with me, our chief geologist, who had a chance to give your listeners a bit of a rundown on some of the things we're working on. But what we did with this company was, it's our third company that we're building. You know, the other two successes are well on their way or they were bought out. We kind of took the biggest opportunity in last year and a few years before market in terms of acquiring really, really good assets for very good prices, as well as acquiring some of the best intellects we could find in the business. That being predominantly former Newmont global experts, seven or eight geologists that had all different functions of geology that have seen and found several million ounces around the world. And what we kind of set out to do with this company is build something different, build something bigger, build something better. And we certainly achieve that. We have three cornerstone assets in the company, and this gives us a tremendous amount of optionality, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But ultimately, we have two in Canada that are high-grade gold, and we have one in Peru, and this being projects with multiple targets and properties in the case that they could all be major mining companies type of assets. We talk about it internally as building a major exploration portfolio on a junior, and I think we've successfully done that. And the rate of our exploration and the pace that we're going is just starting to pick up tremendously, and we're coming in the back of a drill program we did this summer up in our Committee Bay project, which already has a resource there. It's about 1.3 million ounces of 8 grams per ton. Our goal this summer was to expand that resource, show the market, show everyone that it could become a standalone 3 to 5 million ounce high-grade resource. And we think that the program will deliver some results for the shareholders this fall that's going to fulfill that goal.
So, Ivan, I know that through our first interview, the land package that you hold up in the north is quite expansive, and also I know that this drill program was all, as you called it, discovery drilling. Can you take us through maybe your feelings, how you think this went?
Sure. As far as additional targets, there's certainly an abundance of them up in the belt. We have a 300-kilometer-long belt with gold everywhere. We think we might have made a second potential discovery in the belt. That's, you know, certainly we've drilled rocks that look that way, although we don't have assays back. We're eagerly optimistic that we might be on to something new. And, you know, our goal up in Committee Bay is to find the look of 5 to 15 million ounces of gold over the next, you know, 12 months to 18 months. And new discoveries would add to the existing and really deliver that for us. What we have done, and this is what I can say so far publicly, is that we've ordered enough fuel for next year to do a double the program we did this year, which was 14,000 meters, you know. And that's a real big testament to how excited we are about that belt's ability to produce major gold deposits and about what we're learning on that belt. So Committee Bay to us, it's a company maker in itself. It's something that could drive tremendous value to our share price.
So, Ivan, let's look outside of just Committee Bay, because one of the aspects that really impressed me about Oren Resources when I met you at the Sprott Conference was the other properties as well. Please take us through. Let's go down to your properties in Peru.
Sure. We wanted something that kept us, you know, active 12 months of the year. The season up north is about 6 months of the middle of the year. And, you know, having a predominantly ex-Newmont exploration team who were the guys who discovered Yanacocha, a 60-million-ounce gold deposit, one of the biggest in the world in Peru, they came up with some ideas in Peru, in a very good part of southern Peru, for a major oxide discovery. And, you know, why we emphasize oxide in Peru and what could that mean? It's probably one of the most profitable types of gold you can find. If you're not in high grade, you need oxide. And in terms of oxide, it would be considered, you know, above normal in terms of grade of what oxides generally look like. This project I'm referring to specifically, the advanced one, is Wiakoyo. There's a discovery already there that started, and they really tested about a few hundred meters of strike length out of a 4 by 6 kilometer long area. So a lot of really low hanging fruit to expand the discovery, and, you know, ambitions there to find a 3 to 5 million ounce oxide deposit. Peru lies with really good infrastructure. There's a producing mine very close by, and water, power, and roads are right to the project. But we're not done in Peru. There is a project that we've been going after for almost a year now that one of our key technical people, and he's a director on our board, Antonio Rivas, who is the chief geologist for Newmont for years and as well as the VP of geosciences for BHP. He wanted this project for 25 years, and he has had trouble getting it with majors. It's a big, big target. It gives us a shot at finding a real big elephant, you know, in terms of size and scale down in Peru. We've just finished drilling our summer program in Committee Bay. Results are going to start coming out in the next few weeks. They'll continue for at least 2 months, and then the market and the audience will start to see results in Peru, which will lead to a drill program that starts in January of next year.
So it sounds like a lot of news coming out of the company over the next number of months. There's also another story that I did want to cover, a news release that came out of Oren, talking about the recent acquisition of Homestake Resources. What was the mentality of acquiring Homestake?
You know, we kept looking around the market in the last 8 months, and we found an asset called, a company called Homestake Resources, which has the Homestake Ridge project in British Columbia. This is a remarkable asset. It's 1 million ounces of 9 grams per ton. I can say this, you know, with a disclosure here that it's, you know, potential value as it sits today of, if we model it, would be worth more than our current market cap of our company as we sit here today of 1 million ounces of 9 grams per ton. We're just completing that acquisition. The vote by their shareholders was 98% in favor. So as of September 8th, I believe that's the closing date, that it'll be entirely ours. And then the market can look forward to some results from our due diligence and why we did the transaction and how big we think it could really get and how rich that could potentially be. So that's going to be a major, I guess, cornerstone in terms of value that justifies a value above our current valuation. And Committee Bay is going to be something that adds tremendous blue sky to everything we're doing, as well as Peru. Our stock has performed reasonably well this year, from $1 per share in the early months up to as high as $4 per share Canadian. That was purely based off of acquiring projects in Peru that are early stage and starting to drill in Committee Bay. And what I want you to understand and the readers is that speculation of what these targets could mean to us is the number one driver of any junior exploration company. And if you look down in Peru, if you look at Committee Bay, we have not announced any drill results. We have not put out our first discovery holes. When those start coming, that's going to be what really takes the share price and the company's value to the next level.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back into the third segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, talking with Chris Martinson. By the way, Chris, just a public thank you to you for taking part in our one-hour devotion, for lack of better terms, to Jim McKinney, former Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney, retired, who has some very, very definite thoughts about terrorism. I think spending the first hour on the show was very interesting. We got comments on that that were, many comments that were thought-provoking, to say the least. Here's another subject that we find to be really interesting. Big Al just got his one of his term insurance premiums increased by roughly, that was between 25% and 30% on an annual basis. You're maintaining that that was a direct result of zero interest rates and how the insurance companies somehow have to compensate for that. You want to elaborate for us?
Sure, Al. If I could be blunt, and I hate to put it this way, but you're a loser. And what happened here was that the Fed picked winners and they picked losers. So here are the losers in this story that resulted from the Fed jamming interest rates all the way down to zero, and they want to go further. They want to go below zero if they can. So that's a whole other story, but explains this war on cash that's coming. So listeners should be alert for that. But they picked losers. They said by jamming interest rates down to zero, here are the losers, a partial list. Anybody who has money that they have saved in a checking or a savings account, you now get zero on that. any pension or entitlement fund out there. Pensions are getting absolutely slaughtered right now. Taxpayers are on the hook in many states for having to true those up because they're getting killed by these low interest rates. Anybody who's on a fixed income, absolutely getting killed by this because the cost of living increases and all these other things, just not even remotely keeping pace with inflation. And then life insurance policies. How? Because the life insurance companies, they will take your premiums, they pool that money, they need to get a return on it, they have to pay out money based on the payouts from those. It's a balancing equation. Because interest rates went down to zero, they have to charge you more. So you're paying 30% more, you're a loser in this story because the Fed has decided that that money that you have to pay extra has better use elsewhere because the Fed, when it picks winners and losers, it's a dead even game. For every winner, there's an offsetting loser. Who did they decide should be the winners in this game? Well, it's the big banks, it's the big speculators, and it's the already wealthy out there who the Fed have decided need, deserve, and are going to get higher stock and bond prices because that's who the winners need to be in this story. And everybody else gets to be a loser, and it's just a horrible story at this point in time. It's really unpleasant.
Chris, let's touch on this topic of this war on cash that it seems like the Fed is undertaking in a more abrupt sense. There was recently a Fed governor that came out and was talking, in summary, let's say he said that cash is not allowing the markets to be free, which seems like a very contradictory statement to me. In your eyes, what does this mean for the individual and for the overall country if the Fed does further enact this war on cash?
Now, the war on cash has been going on for a while. You're talking about a recent op-ed that came out by a man named Kocher Lakota, who's a former Fed governor out of the Bank of Minneapolis. He's a professor now of economics at Rochester, the University of Rochester. His argument is that cash is anathema to this idea. It doesn't work with the idea of a free market. He's saying cash is fundamentally anti-free market. Why? Because the markets would love to take interest rates deeper into negative territory, but they can't because the markets will go, well, why would I pay minus 4% for a bond when I could get zero on cash? So cash is just preventing the free market from going deeper into negative territory. That's his argument. If somebody needs to take this guy tar and feather him and give him another shot at it because it's absolutely hogwash. The free market would include a market free from interference, which the Federal Reserve is doing. They're interfering in the markets daily, weekly, monthly, you name it. And for him to say, oh, gosh, the free markets would love to get rid of cash because then they could go more deeply negative is utter hogwash. Absolutely false. What he's really saying is the Fed is running a program of financial repression. It means they're going to try and steal a little bit from everybody in order to save the larger system. Try to act surprised when, quote, the larger system includes all of their friends, all of their close family, the little circle of DC insiders they run with, the big banks, and the people they go to cocktail parties with, right? Those are the people who are making out like bandits in this story. And so it's very self-serving, and it's disingenuous, and it's flat-out wrong for the Federal Reserve to claim that the free market would be behaving better if cash was eliminated. This is one more step, if we remove cash, for making sure that you, the listener, can't avoid the Federal Reserve taking your money from you piece by piece.
Well, what I find to be interesting are a couple of facts. Number one, if people want to admit this with debit cards, et cetera, we almost are a cashless society right now. I, for example, very, very seldom carry any significant amounts of cash because it's inconvenient. Why is it inconvenient? Because if I lose my wallet, the cash is gone. If I lose my wallet utilizing a debit card, I make one phone call and I'm free and clear, for lack of better terms. But I find the comments about a very obvious cashless society to be somewhat frightening.
Well, and I think you should, because there's not that much cash running around out there, actual physical cash. Maybe I'm rounding up wildly here. Maybe $1.5 trillion, and half of that's not in the United States. It's $100 bills, Benjamins floating around the rest of the world. What's really the risk here for the banking system is not that everybody will suddenly start carrying sacks of cash around to avoid the predations of negative interest rates on bank accounts. What they're worried about is that when people actually take cash out of a bank account, it removes those funds from the banking system, and you could get what are called bank runs, where most people don't know this, but our banks don't have your money sitting in them. It's not how they work. They work on fractional reserve lending. Every bank has roughly 10% or less of the money that's been deposited with it, actually even on its books anywhere, not even in physical cash form, but just somewhere on the books. If enough people started demanding physical cash out of the system, it will actually work to destabilize the system. It's a bit of a concern. So there's a number of reasons why they would love to do away with cash. They can track your purchases better. They can assure that they could take money from you with negative interest rates when they want. They could limit the idea of a bank run because there's no bank runs in a cashless society. You know, where's it going to go? It has to go from bank A to bank B electronically, right? So there's a variety of reasons, but they're not coming out and saying that. You know, we just had Ken Rogoff come out in the Wall Street Journal last week and say, oh, cash is bad because criminals. Literally, his whole argument was criminals use it. And Haldane out of Bank of England has said criminals use this stuff. And the euro wants to get rid of the 500 euro note, the European Union. And here you had Larry Summers saying, oh, who needs hundreds anymore? You know, it's too big of a bill. Like, really, Larry, go shopping sometime. Come with me. We'll go out and buy a sack of groceries. You'll find out a hundred's not that big a bill, right? So there's a very concerted effort out there by the power brokers to take cash away, but none of them are using the actual arguments that we know are the real ones they would use if they trusted us with the truth.
So, Chris, quickly before we wrap this up, do you think we will be a cashless society in the next, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 years?
I think there'll be lots of serious efforts to move us there. I don't think we'll make it because I predict there's going to be a financial accident well before then that will delay those plans, if not entirely put them to bed forever. So yes, there are efforts now to try, but as well, the banking system is also deeply scared of the idea of Bitcoin and other crypto, so-called cryptocurrencies, which could completely remove the need for banks at all. And that's a very interesting story.
You know, when you talk about financial crisis right around the road, you're feeling that that is an event in one shape or form that is very definitely going to happen. We're going to be chatting about that with Glenn Downs here in the next segment. You know, there are priorities in our society that are almost guaranteed to occur. One of them is the fact that Social Security is already insolvent or has a negative cash flow. And the other one is the fact that pension plans around the country, which people depend on, are pretty much for the most part insolvent. I would really be interested in knowing if, in fact, that comes to reality when people stop getting checks. How is that going to affect society in the United States? I would have to say one thing. It ain't going to be a pretty place. Chris, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the KE Report. We're chatting with Glenn Downs right now. We're going to talk about priorities a little bit. Right now in the news, you have some interesting things that are going on. You've got Colin Kaepernick not standing during the national anthem. You've got preferential treatment or no preferential treatment for documented relatives of slaves at one time in the United States. Those are important issues in the sense that, as Corey brought up off mic, you say you got to talk about human rights. And those are human rights issues. I believe in the goodness of humanity, and I think those human rights issues not only are very important, but they also have the ability to work themselves out. There are some other issues that the United States is facing right now that do not have the ability to simply work the things out. One is the impending insolvency of Social Security. Another one is the impending insolvency of many of the pension plans around the country. Another one is doing something about interest rates. If interest rates stay at the rate they're at right now, which is near zero, a lot of companies, insurance companies, for example, are going to go broke. But if you raise interest rates to a normal level, the United States is going to have to go broke. So my point is human rights are very important. Nobody believes that more than I do. But my second point is what the United States really needs to be aware of are things that are going to require effort and potential hardship to get past. Mr. Down, you've got the mic.
Well, thanks, Big Al and Corey. You know, you raise very good points about the shiny objects, as I like to call them, that kind of distract people, which are not to say that they are unimportant things, whatever the if it's a human rights matter or something in sports or something in entertainment or a controversy in the industry, but while those things are going on, which are interesting and fun and to look at and pay attention to, there are other things that we discussed off mic that are inexorably moving forward, that have been driven by debt, demographics, compound interest, those things aren't really political debates. They're not really political or societal discussions. You don't debate with compound interest. It's a mathematical fact, and where it doesn't sleep, and it's inexorable. But for politicians to bring up those issues up means that you then have to talk about solutions to those problems. And the solutions are not good choices. And therefore, it's that you have unpleasant choice A versus unpleasant choice B. I think in most of these instances of the things that we're dealing with, that you cited Social Security, dealing with pension fund solvency, interest rate levels, those sorts of things, there are negative consequences to any action that you might take. And politicians aren't very big on taking up negative actions. I remember once hearing the Australian economist Steve Keane discuss the idea of imagine any kind of solution that if you are somebody, imagine that you're a hiker out hiking in the wilderness, you fall off a cliff and you're unconscious and gangrene sets in, and then a rescuer comes up, finds you, and he realizes you've got a gangrenous leg, and said, well, I can cut this person's leg off and save this person's life. But when the person wakes up, in that person's mind, you're not the person that saved my life. You're the person that cut my leg off. So no politician wants to be put in the position of saying, hey, I'm going to take the hard, necessary action to save the patient's life, even though that means that the patient's going to blame me for it. So instead, they want to distract people with these shiny objects. And that's very interesting as you juxtaposed it to the presidential campaign that we're dealing with right now, where whatever you think about Hillary, whatever you think about Donald Trump, neither one that I know of, for example, is discussed at all the impending insolvency of the Social Security system, the solvency that is not the creation in the minds of crazy internet people like Al Corlin or Corey Fleck. This comes from the Social Security trustees.
Only Corey Fleck is crazy. Al Corlin is totally sane.
completely level-headed, but all of the funds within the Social Security trust fund are cash flow negative now. All of them are paying out more money than is coming in from tax revenue. And of course, the trust funds that exist that pay, I mean, if you pay from the trust fund, that means the general treasury has to go out and borrow more money to pay what is allegedly held in this trust fund, because the trust fund has long been spent. It's just it's literally a filing cabinet and full of government IOUs from one empty pocket of the government to another empty pocket of the government, held out in West Virginia, believe it or not, compliments of Senator Robert Byrd. So that's the Social Security Trust Fund. It's all cash flow negative right now. According to the trustees, within 4 years, it will reach the point of being of insolvency. So as an accounting matter, but it's already insolvent by any real stretch of the imagination, any kind of real analysis. So that's what we're dealing with here as a country, but that's not something that's being talked about here for the most part by anybody, any major party candidate running for, say, president of the United States.
So, Glenn, going further on this fact that the pension funds are broke and are only going to get further broke and will need to accept this fact at one point, and also discussing that politicians want to continue to kick these issues down the road simply because I think it's a very bad realization that they're going to have to come to, and that the people of the country are going to have to come to, that some of these payments that they were going to be depending on will not be there. This impacts most immediately the older generation, more specifically even the baby boomers who are moving more into retirement. What can people do, or what is the solution here for the government to help their citizens out but also manage to somehow balance these books?
Yeah, frankly, Corey, my belief after having spent decades inside the system and now having extricated myself from the system is I don't think it's likely that anything is going to happen absent crisis. I don't mean like a crisis down the road or even an impending crisis, but like literally when the day of reckoning has happened, a la 2008, 2009, that's when you'll find in the dark of night pieces of legislation passed that will that you couldn't, it would have been unimaginable for to have passed very quickly through the political system will happen overnight. We saw that during that phase. You can remember when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were becoming, they were put into receivership, or rather conservatorship, because the receivership means you have to start, it's like the equivalent of bankruptcy, so they call it conservatorship. But the effectively, overnight, at that time, the federal government, the debt of the federal government was right at about $10 trillion, just underneath it. The contingent the liabilities of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were about, at that point in time, about $5 trillion. So in an afternoon, with breathtaking speed, the contingent liabilities of the federal government increased by 50%. And it was just whatever it took to keep Fannie and Freddie from going under and dragging the whole system down. And you had the Chinese were going to dump all the GSE bonds and all of that. So now you have that. So the question becomes, in to answer your question, I think you think about as an individual, you have to sort of, instead of trying to change which way the tide is going, try to figure out which way the tide is going and get out of the way of the tsunamis as best you can. So you have some of these jurisdictions right now, like Illinois, is already past, in my opinion, the point of no return. For example, and so they have their public pension plans are dramatically underfunded. The state Supreme Court has ruled that they can't, you can't, they can't, at least for now the Supreme Court has ruled, they can't go down, go back in and rejigger what those promises were to former public employees were. So they had a rate of return assumed of 7.5%, for example, in the Illinois pensions fund. Rahm Emanuel was dragged kicking and screaming, in Chicago, for example, to have the rate of return lowered down to 7%, which meant Chicago had to immediately, which made your fund was as it appeared to be as underfunded as it really was for the first time, or began to be, which meant they had to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars. So the taxpayers are sort of stuck. So I would think, you need to get out of places like that and try to get to places that are more fiscally sane as best one can.
Yeah, Glenn, real quick, we need to take a break here for the news at the top of the hour. Let's just wrap this one up by saying the following. There are issues that our country are facing that are very, very important. One of them, obviously, is human rights, and the other one is, obviously, financial well-being of society. The latter is the one that needs, perhaps, the most of our attention. And in terms of the former, I guess all I can do is hope and pray that society will take care of itself. Glenn, always a pleasure.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.